breakdown, baby.
It's Friday, and because we love the internet so much, and if you Google just something banal like Obama, you get 59,200,000 results. You got to have just five to take with you into your weekend, and Shyam Ramaswaran hangs five for us every week with Friday Five. Number one, dude.
Number one. The Internet Archive is a great site to go to for old sounds, old movies. You can just nerd out for hours and hours. This week, the site expanded in a very playful way by adding 900 arcade game emulators from the 70s to the 90s to the site, so you can just sit there, click into a game, and start playing it using your keyboard or your mouse. And there's a lot of classics, Pac-Man, Street Fighter, but there's also stuff that you never knew existed, like the Three Stooges arcade game. So
that's so great.
Start wasting your time as soon as possible, John.
Who did
the Internet
that?
Archive.
Like some intern at the Library of Congress?
Some heroes in San Francisco.
Exactly.
Not even. It's the Library of Congress for the common man. Number two.
All right.
On Reddit, there's a subreddit dedicated to proposing movie titles missing one letter and then describing what that movie becomes. It's kind of complicated, but you'll get it.
No.
Once we get into it.
Okay, so this. First of all, you go ahead.
Mad Max becomes. You want to take a guess?
Ad Max.
Ad Max, exactly. And the movie description is: in a desert wasteland, one man sells water. Raging Bull becomes. This one's easy.
It's Aging Bull.
Aging Bull, yeah. A bovine boxer comes out of old age for one last fight. He loses.
Yeah.
My favorite of them all, Training Day becomes...
Training A?
No, it's Raining Day.
Oh, Raining Day, yeah.
A movie
about two
narcotic cops who play hooky, sit inside drinking hot cocoa, and playing board games all day.
All right, so I went nuts with this. No Country for Odd Men.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? Fargo was already done. Argo,
sure.
Right? And then there's just Arg, right? Okay. The By Lebowski.
Oh, my God.
I'm the dude.
We should hit up the Coens about that one.
Exactly.
I want to see that. There's a guy named Austin Light who's done illustrations for a bunch of these titles.
Oh, that's so great.
And they're lovely. I mean, I think he's already putting them on T-shirts, but we'll have some of those on the web.
Number three.
It's been a great year for backup singers. I feel like 20 Feet from Stardom sort of started this wave, and now people are just paying more attention to those people hanging out in the background. This guy, Blake Mills, was Fiona Apple's backup guitar player and backup vocalist. He put out a great album this year. Now we've got another one. Her name's Natalie Prass, and she used to sing backup vocals for Jenny Lewis, and she put out a song this week called Why Don't You Believe in Me?
Why don't you believe in me? Oh, what did I do?
Now, I like this, but is this the internet allowing the backup singer to sort of come into the
front? I think so. You know, she posted the song to SoundCloud, and a lot of people started noticing. And she's got a new album coming out in January. She's from Nashville, but she sounds like she's like a 60s R&B soul singer. And I think, the internet allows us to appreciate things that we might not have appreciated before.
Number four.
Number four, it's a turn for the sadder, I guess. Paul Ford is one of the best writers about the internet, writing about the internet online. He wrote an article for Medium called The Sixth Stage of Grief is Retro Computing, which is a lot to wrap your mind around. But it's about the loss of one of his friends and how he and this friend used to really nerd out about personal computers in the 80s. And it's really moving somehow. It's super techy, but touching.
The rate of change that we've all experienced, they set a time. The computers set a particular time. Software sets a particular time. So I can see grief. Sort of, you know, it's like a sepia-toned print or something like that. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, it's nice to recall those past technologies. It moves so quickly now.
And a somber sort of number five here.
How fast are you going?
Oh, about 17,500 miles an hour.
a sad week for public radio. We lost Tom Aliazzi from Car Talk, one half of Car Talk. A lot of people, there was just an outpouring of memories online. The first time I heard Car Talk, every weekend with Car Talk, my parents' Car Talk, Car Talk this, Car Talk that. The nicest one I saw came from This American Life producer, Sean Cole, who tweeted, sitting on the curb outside WBUR with Tom Aliazzi once, him smoking a cigar, and Tom says, I don't have a car. Don't tell anyone. R.I.P.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So
nothing more to say after that.
R.I.P. Tom.
There's your Friday Five from Shyam Ramaswaran, host of the Studio 360 spinoff Sideshow podcast, all about the kind of art you don't see in museums. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, John.